Aleishur Chelek Beis Kuf Pei Vav, the third chapter, Yesoidos HaAvodah Musaris, the foundations of practical Avodah in improvement of Midos. Bechochma Amuka, Salal Rabbeinu Rabbi Yisrael im Talmidav HaGdoilim es Derech HaAvodah b'Midos. Rabbi Yisrael with his great Talmidim paved the path of Avodah in Midos with deep depth. Why is it necessary for this avoda to be associated with a deep wisdom? Let a person take a certain midah and perfect his behavior in that area. However, experience teaches us, without wise guidance, it just doesn't work. The project does not succeed. Furthermore, a person may cause great damage to himself. What you find is that being very punctilious in one midah, without wise counsel, it will cause damage in a different midah. So one may, like pressing a balloon on this side, you get an explosion on the other side. One may succeed perhaps in a particular midah, but it will cause overall damage to the point where you lose on the one side what you gained on the other. What we're going to examine at first is the damage that may arise as a consequence of improving midahs. Le'amim atikim ha'isam aseres. There was in ancient mythology, there was this idea. Sheyesh makoyim echad bayam. There's a certain place in the ocean. Sharotzei lagi al achoif. If you wanted to reach the shore, tzarich la'avor ben shnei tzukim gdoilim. You had to pass between two very great cliffs. Ve'agalim b'neim chazakim me'oid, with very powerful waves. So it was very dangerous. The waves pushed the ship to one of the two cliffs with such force that the ship would be wrecked. Yeah, this is taken from Greek mythology, yeah? Scylla and Charybdis. Rak kvarnit chacham vegibor gadoil yachol etomein es oniyaso ben shnei atzukim. Only a captain who's wise and mighty can navigate his ship between these two cliffs, velatzis mibenem v'shalom, to emerge in peace. So this was, of course, Odysseus, right? The Odyssey by Homer. He navigated between Scylla and Charybdis. Okay, mashal ze yachol levate bediyuk nimratz ma'ya sakana b'avodah musaris. This mashal is very accurate in conveying the danger of avodah musaris. Harei ha'ived ma'amis al atzmoi, eizo hanhaga o chumra nusefes. The oived over here burdens himself with some conduct or some additional chumra al ma she'anu chayavim mitzad ha'Shulchan Aruch, over and above what we're obligated to as far as the Shulchan Aruch is concerned. Ho'isafa zoi alula lo'irer hismardus penimis neged ha'avodah bichlala. This is the first danger, that this addition, this thing that one is taking on, can stimulate an inner rebellion against avodah in general. That's the one cliff. Ve'im afilu lo yismared, but even if he avoids that particular danger, bevaday yisga'eh b'ma shenichnas lesug oivdim. There's a danger of ga'ava in that now he is part of this select elite group of oivdim. That's the second cliff, ga'ava. Uvaruru she'avodah sheba b'ikvisa ha'gava. Clearly, avodah followed by ga'ava yatsa secharah behefseidah. What one gains on the one side, he loses on the other. Hismardus v'ga'ava. So the rebellion, rejection on the one hand, and arrogance on the other. Hem shnei hatzukim asher b'nei muchach ha'oved la'avor b'shalem. These are the two cliffs that the oved has to navigate and pass between them in peace. Na'amik baze oid behavanas sheteh atoitzes ha'shliliyois. We're going to elaborate further in understanding these two negative consequences that follow almost necessarily, almost inevitably, Bikvois Avodah, following Avodah's Musa, Keshe'ena Miyused Salchuma, when it is not founded on the wisdom that Rabbi Israel and his Talmidim explicated. So let's see, each of the paragraphs deals with one of them. Paragraph Aleph, the Omarli Antoninus Lerebi, Me'imasa Yetzirah Shelet Ba'adam, Mish'as Yetzirah, Mish'as Yetzirah, from the time of conception or from the time of birth. Omarli Mish'as Yetzirah, Rebbe said, Yetzirah dominates a person already from conception. Omarli Antoninus said to him, Imken bo'et bim'ei imoy v'yetze, then the baby would just kick and come out. It must be that the Yetzirah only dominates him from the time of birth. Omar Rebbe conceded, the Vaze Limedani Antoninus, he taught me this, he was correct. There's support for this idea in the Pasuk, Shenema la Pesach Chatas Revetz, what Hashem said to Cain, the sin crouches at the doorway, and he wants the baby's born. That's the hint in Sanhedrin Tzadi Aleph. Koyach noirah hu hayetzer. The Yetzirah is an awesome force. Ilu hayal ubar Yetzirah. What this Gemara seems to imply is that had the ubar possessed Yetzirah, hayah bo'et v'yotzeh, would just kick and leave and just rebel. Koyach shel mered ad kedei sabdus, the power of rebellion to the point of committing suicide. The baby would die. Gam ubar yerechimoy. This is, of course, an expression for the Gemara. We call the ubar yerich imoy, like almost a part of the mother. It's an organ within the mother. Even that, the closest possible intimacy that one can think of, hayam ismared neged imoy, would rebel against his mother. Ki einu yechol yos kafuf afilu limoy, because of the rejection of the authority of even its mother, can't bear to be subject to any authority, even his mother. The Yetzirah would have left. This is its essence. Koyach merida. That's all right. Essence is a power of rebellion and rejection. Vayinochem Hashem ki osayes Adam ba'oritz. The pasuk that indicates Hashem yinochem. Now, of course, the word yinochem has a number of connotations over here. One of them is mentioned in the Midrash, and Rashi on the pasuk quotes this. Rav Nachman omar, misnachemani shebarosi yosei milemato. I have, again, misnachem can be read either as I regret or I have nechama, I have consolation. Rashi seems to take the second approach. I have consolation. At least I created him in the lower world. She'ilu baras yosei milemala, had I created Adam above, keshem shimrid bi esatachtoinim, just like he caused the lower world to rebel against me, kachayam amrid bi. Had I created him above, he would have caused the upper worlds to rebel against me. Pelehu, this is a wonder. Ilu haya Adam nivra milemala. Had there been such a notion of Adam created above, lo haya bal guf klal. We're talking about not in the lower physical world, in the upper worlds. Adam would not have had a body, haya kemalach. It would have been some sort of creature, la kemalach. Aval kivan sheh bechozos Adam. But since somehow, in some sense, it would have been a human being nonetheless, part of the fundamental makeup of a human being is that he has a Yetzirah. He would have organized even the Malachim to rebel against the Creator. Zeu Adam, this is part and parcel of being a human being. He possesses this hard spine, this hard, stiff neckedness. People can't bear to subject themselves to any authority of anyone above, and even that others should be subservient to the Creator, he can't tolerate this. Not only would Adam have rebelled against Hashem, he would have caused the Malachim to rebel against Hashem also. We have to be aware that we have this destructive force within us. Of course, it varies from person to person. In some people, it's much more potent. Mimenu ba kol kfirah ba'olam, from this force which is built into a human being comes every form of kfirah. Kfirah starts from this. V'chol perikas oil v'chol tzurashi. And every perikas oil, every form of rejecting Hashem's authority in any fashion whatsoever comes from this force which is within us. Ve'af she'anu baruch Hashem mekablim aleinu oil malchus shamayim. And even though we accept oil malchus shamayim, we declare it twice a day, nonetheless, gambanu hu nimtza. We have to be aware that this force exists within us. Im kvar hishlim im kiyum ha-mitzvah shelanu. even if this force has reconciled itself to the fact that we fulfill mitzvois, but still, if we then add to the mitzvois, if we take on a chumra, or any addition, any flourish, anything that we add to Avodas Hashem, or that we wish to add, alul koyach hamerida lisoirer, that might stimulate the power of rebellion, ulamrid isanu neged kol Avodas Hashem chas v'chalila, and then to cause us to rebel against everything, not just that particular addition, but everything, v'legorim lanu melchama gdoila im atzmenu, to cause us a powerful war with ourselves, asher mi yodeh mi yinatzechba, and who knows who will win that war. That is the danger of here. One can see why this is such a cliff. Come and see how far this notion goes. We permitted to eat of the various fruits. As far as that particular tree, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us not to eat of it. Don't touch it. Pentimus, lest we die. Hadao de Omar, Chazal say that this is a prime example for what this pasuk says. Al toisif al devarav, don't add. Pen yochich b'chav v'nichzavta, lest you turn out the wrong way. She added. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never told him not to touch the tree. Tzinir abichir, shelo itaseh sagader yoseh al haikar. Don't make the gader, yeah, the fence literally that you put around, don't make it more than the ikar. So that the war should not fall and actually destroy the plantings. That's the mashal. Kach amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki biyom acholcha mimenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't eat. Told them not to eat. Vehi loy amaraken. She didn't say that. Ela omar eloikim lo yisoichlu mimenu velo yisigu boi pentimusun. She told the Nachash that they had been told not to touch the tree. Kevan shera'a oisah, iveres lifnei ha'etz, when the Nachash saw Chava passing by the tree, netala odechafa alav, he pushed Chava onto the tree. And she fell, I suppose, on the tree and touched it, and nothing happened. Omala haloi misas, he said, you see, you didn't die. Kama deloi misas bemikar veikach lo misas bemechli. Just like you didn't die when you touched it, you won't die when you eat of it. Omnam, indeed, over here, hilo istapka lasos agader le'atzma. The problem over here is that she didn't just stop at making the gader, this restraint of not touching the tree for herself. Elo yisif al dvar Hashem atzmo. That is the mistake. The gader itself, she said to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us not to eat of it. And I personally have taken another step and put a gedder over here, not to touch it. That would have been perfect. But she added to Dvar Hashem Atzmoy. Mizehi ba lidei michshoil. That's how the whole calamity came about. Ach mikol makoim, hachuma she'asu hevi'atam lidei hakula lavo al mitzvah Hashem. The chumra that they started brought them to the kula of transgressing the words of Hashem. We can understand now what we've seen many times, says the author. Yekarim she'ishilu la'avod al atzma bli hadracha v'lo yitzlichu. We've seen precious people, really highly motivated people who started to work without guidance and did not succeed. Oy she'avida echbid alem yisim. Either the avida was just too much, it weighed them down, it was too much for them. Oy she'garma lem rifyoin b'inanim achrim shel avda. It caused them weakness in other areas. They put so much effort here that it caused them weakness in other areas. Or that it kindled further ta'avos on what they had. Kegoin zeh hayakar, for example, and here I think the author is speaking from experience with people that he saw. Zeh hayakar shekaval atzmo ta'anis dibur. Certain person who set for himself a ta'anis dibur, a commitment to desist from speaking for a certain time. And he felt that the next day, after the Tanis Dibur, he actually spoke more of Dvarim Betelim or Dvarim Asurim. The reason for this lack of success is that the person stimulates this power of rebellion. At the time, the person doesn't sense it. Adraba, on the contrary, smechim ba'avidash kiblu l'atzman. The person is enthusiastic about taking on more. He's happy. But after a day or a week or a month, it turns out that the person actually did not succeed. It was a regression, if anything. This is a famous passage in Michtam Eliyahu that Rav Dessler compares the power of rebellion to a spring. You can press it and press it and press it. But the moment you let go, it jumps up higher than it was before. It's not longer on the table. Now it jumps off the table already. This is the first cliff upon which the ship is wrecked and one's avodah is wrecked. And again, the overall theme is why we need the wisdom of Rabbi Yisrael's Talmidim in guiding this avodah. That's the first one. The second one, base. Hatzuk hasheni sheyesh lizeher mimenu hi hagaava. The second cliff that one has to beware of is arrogance. Hamekabel al atzmo ezo hanaga. A person who takes upon himself some hanaga, some desirable conduct. Lo yitachein shelo yergish elyonus al chavirav. It's impossible not to feel some superiority over others. Shelo yikiblu al atzmam avida nesefes. That they, others who did not accept upon themselves some additional aspect of avida. V'ine yosem pashut. This is more than obvious. Im avida, in inverted commas, mevi'a lidei gaava. If one's avida, what he thinks is avida, brings one to gaava, yatsa secharah befseda. You've lost out. Gaava is the extreme polar opposite of any avoida. Because gaava shows clearly this person is not serving his creator, he's serving himself. If the result is gaava, then the person is serving himself. We're not talking about the regular, ordinary gaava. That every person suffers from, as long as he hasn't succeeded yet in negating it. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the particular gaava that comes as a result of avida. What does this resemble? It resembles the king of Israel, about which the Pasuk says, literally, so that his heart should not exalt more than his brethren. The Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. If you look at the Targum of Yonasan ben Uziel, metul deloy yagis libe yatir min achoy. That his heart should not be, yagis libe is an expression of gaava, of arrogance, more than his brethren. Yasir min achoy. Klomar shehamelech lo yeh baal gaava yoyser me'echav. The king should not be more gavadik than his brethren. Veloy piresh kfish ergelim. Yonasan ben Uziel doesn't explain it as we normally do, shelo yarum liboy al echav, that the person shouldn't, the king should not lord it over his brethren. Vedikduk halashen mechich kifirushay. The dikduk over here proves the correctness of Yonasan ben Uziel. Shere lokasuv levilt yarum levavoy al echav. That's a point in dikduk over here. Hare ma'alas hamalchus. The point is that the level of royalty, goyremes shiye baal gava yosem haragil, that in itself causes a person, makes him more vulnerable to be a baal gava more than the ordinary. Ve'alze ba'azar, it's on that that the Torah warns him. That's the mashal. Kach, kol ha-mekabel al tzmo avida nuyesefes, she'enu chayav bah mitzad adin. Anyone who takes upon himself an additional avida that is not obligated in mitzad adin, alul kim'at behechrach lehagis da'ato yeser me'echav. It's almost inevitable that he'll have arrogance over here, over the regular and normal level. V'zeh pusel es avoida sein. This disqualifies his avoida. Interesting comment in the brackets. It's a digression, but let's see it. Yesh lavchin kan. We need to make a distinction. Hadvarim amurim rak b'avida musaris velo b'limud gemara. We talk about avida musaris, not in Gemara. Alav kosav Rabbeinu agrees regarding learning. Rabbi Yisrael Misalant wrote, and we saw this earlier in the Sefer here. Hayesoid lefanav limud lishma shilmod b'sar limud shel shelo lishma. Haynu shirei shegadol ben anashim. Says Rabbi Yisrael Misalant, the person should learn shelo lishma at first, as we say, meaning to be great shirei gadol ben anashim, to be distinguished and to be prominent. That's how a person starts in shelo lishma, in learning. Loichin ha'avoida musaris. But it's different when it comes to avoida. Ba anu chayavim lakpid al taharas avoida mitotzeis shlilius. There we have to be makpid on the purity of the avoida to make sure that no negative consequences arise. Now, omnam, true, gam alimud musar kos avoida. Even regarding limud musar, Rabbi Yisrael writes, legadloi ul ha'adiroi lehalbishei bemalbushei atava meduma lemal ishloit boi hashera lishma. The same type of idea that a person should be involved in limud musar shelo lishma and through that come to the lishma. Ach avoida musar, that was about learning musar, but avoida musar is shani, is different. In avoida musar, it can't be like that. End of digression. Nitzterech eifoy limtzo eitza la'avoida musaris. Based on everything we've said thus far, the two dangerous cliffs that we face, we need to find some eitza for avoida, sheloi tovi lidei gaava, so that it doesn't bring one to gaava. Ma she'i efshar limnoa b'chol oifen, what we can't prevent, hu she'argish oived she'niftach lefanav oilam chadash hasasum lefnei chavirav. The oived will sense that a new world is opening before him, which is completely opaque to his peers. U'bevadao yismach b'chelkoi, certainly he'll be samech b'chelkoi. Certainly, we're not talking about avoiding that. The question is, how will he relate to his peers? How is he to avoid superiority and feelings of arrogance? Immediately, when one senses already the effects of avoida in oneself, one needs to find some solution here. On this depends the success of the avoida. One can't wait for later. As we said, when it comes to avoidas musar, one can't have these negative consequences. Harei yesh kan inyan kafud. There's a double issue over here. Limtzei derech ba'avoida atzma shelo tovi lidei gaava. First, we have to find some sort of path in the avoida itself that will not lead to gaava. Ve'oin zeis limtzei derech hadasha b'yachas l'chaverav. And furthermore, one is to find a new path in relationship with peers. Hagaava v'ashlachosei, hagaava in its consequences, hi hatzuk hasheni shebo nishberes avoida musaris. That's the second cliff on which avoida musaris can be smashed. Yesh lilmod heitev es kovdan shel shtei hasakanos shetiyanu befeik ze. One has to learn very well the severity, the gravity of the two dangers we described in this chapter. Rak im dvarim elu mechuvarim lanu heitev. Only if the words we discussed over here, the concepts, are very clear to us, only then only then will we appreciate the deep wisdom upon which the Baalei Musar founded Avoida, because they were aware of these two dangers, and they were aware of how a person can be yoitze kereach mikan umikan, just lose on both fronts, end up at a worse position than had he not even started with Avoida Musaris. So only when this danger is very clear to one will one be able to appreciate what we call here the Chokhmah Amukah that guides the Avoida of Musar. Adkan.